In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, help of Christians, Saint Joseph, Holy Father Saint Francis, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate for the Franciscans the dedication of the Basilica of our Holy Father Saint Francis, but also we celebrate today also Our Lady, help of Christians, and I think the two are related. Because, of course, the faith is all one. And there was no one who understood Our Lady as being their help or their advocate better than St. Francis. For as we know, he got his vocation at Our Lady of the Portiuncula, the little chapel dedicated to Our Lady. And until 1253, when the Pope at that time dedicated the Basilica of St. Francis and said this is now the mother house, or the chief church of the Franciscan order. For St. Francis and the early friars, for them, the mother house, the chief church of the order was the little Portiuncula, because that was where they were born, as an institute, as an order. And St. Francis, of course, lived around that little chapel and the friars from the early order and even the big chapter of Mats, when they all 5,000 friars came there and they camped out. They came to the little Portiuncula where they had their important meetings and discussing the future of the order. But of course, this great basilica was built in honor of St. Francis because, as the Pope said, you know, God said, those whom will be humbled, God will exalt. Because many people were kind of thinking, well, why did St. Francis, this poor little friar, why does he have such a big church and such a beautiful church dedicated to him? They thought it was kind of un-Franciscan. And the Pope said in his homily after, he said, this basilica is in honor of St. Francis, who humbled himself more than anyone else, humbled himself and made himself so little that God exalted him on high. And so this church is to show forth the great sanctity of St. Francis, but also even more to give greater glory to God, because of course the sanctification of anyone is from the glory of God. And so the church is built in first and foremost and to the glory of God, who made St. Francis such a great saint. And the Pope also said, it's not the Franciscans' church, it's mine anyway, so don't complain, you know, because he made it a papal basilica to remind them also that that was the greatest love of our Holy Father St. Francis, was the church, you know, that he was the greatest supporter and protector of the church and of the Holy See. As remember the Pope, when St. Francis came to ask for the church's blessing on his new order, when there was just 12 of them, the Pope had this vision of St. Francis supporting and holding up the Lateran Basilica. And he was led to believe that St. Francis's vocation and the Franciscan order would be especially helped to support and to hold up the church, to keep it from falling. And in one sense, as the Franciscans went, so would the church go. And we can see that in many cases the Franciscan order has been like a little microcosm of the church at large. Whenever there's been turmoil in the Franciscan order, there's been turmoil in the church. And when things have been flourishing in the Franciscan order, then the church has been flourishing as well. So really it was a great prophetic vision that the Pope had. And the Pope even reminded his audience when he dedicated this basilica back in 1253. He said that to the degree that St. Francis is honored, the church will be blessed, because really he has been always one that's been on the forefront, concerned for the welfare and the growth of the church and the Holy See, to be truly loved and honored and given the proper reverence that it deserves as the Vicar of Christ. Recently, someone told me about a vision that some Orthodox had, in which St. Francis appeared with this Orthodox saint and said, St. Francis said to this Orthodox, follow him, follow this Orthodox saint, this other. And I said to them, well, that shows that you should discern every spirit, because I don't think St. Francis would recommend you to go and follow someone who's not in union with Peter. But, you know, we always have to discern the spirits out there. And St. Francis was truly dedicated to the church and wants to see that the church be unified under the see of Peter, as Christ himself wishes that we all be under one flock and one shepherd. Today, as we also honor Our Lady, Help of Christians, we remember that she has been the help of all of us, whether it be St. Francis or Pope Pius the Fifth during the Battle of Lepanto, but especially as this feast was erected by Pius the Seventh. Of course, the title is quite ancient. Even scholars have pointed out that Our Lady, Help of Christians goes back to one of the earliest manuscripts of a prayer found in honor of Our Lady from the 3rd century. That means from the 200s, the oldest prayer or antiphon to Our Lady, the Subtuum Praesidium, which we know that was at least the oldest one recorded. The Subtuum Praesidium says, we fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. It means we fly to your protection. We come to you for help. So that the faithful have had this burned into their soul from the very beginning of the church, that we turn to Our Lady for assistance. And then Pius the Seventh, when he was taken captive by Napoleon, when Napoleon wanted him to do something for him and the Pope refused, he took him prisoner and took him back to France. During that time, all of the faithful were praying for the Holy Father for his release. And without any explanation, kind of miraculously, I think it was had to do also with the fact that Napoleon was defeated in 1814 and lost power, that the Pope was released from prison and returned back to Rome. And he asked for this feast day to be celebrated on May 24th as a thank you to Our Lady for coming to the assistance of the Holy Father and of the Church in a time of great need. And so we need to look to Our Lady, like St. Francis and all the saints, whenever there's trouble or trial in the Church, that surely she is the one that supports the Church. St. Francis is one of those little helpers, but Our Lady is the one who's going to support and help build up her Son's mystical body, which is the Church. We dedicate, you know, these buildings to the glory of God, because they are meeting places where God comes to us. We truly come here to this church and we meet God face to face in the sacraments. And so these are places where we need to be mindful of this, how close God is to us, and that he wants to be near us. He wants to be with us at all times, and that he has given us his mother to help us, to assist us, to carry out the work and to withstand the trials and tribulations that the faithful throughout every age of the church have undergone. There's not been a time in the church when we haven't been persecuted by somebody or haven't had to fight the good fight of faith. You know, that it'd be rather naive to think that somehow there was a time in the church where there wasn't something that had to be confronted, whether it be a heresy or someone attacking the church from outside, or just a lack of moral uprightness of individuals that needed to be reformed. You know, the church is always struggling and fighting the good fight, and we need to have Our Lady, Help of Christians, Our Lady to come to our aid, to help us, both individually and as the mystical body, and also like St. Francis, that we entrust ourselves totally to her, that she is truly our advocate, the one who will plead for us, assist us, and help us in this fight. As a matter of fact, we must be following her. She is the mistress. She is the queen of God's armies, and we should be taking our orders from her, as St. Francis did and was so faithful in following her in serving her Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.